These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
Call and give us your take and then get off the phone.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Once again, from the Town Fair Tire Studio, Felger and Maz here on 95 The Sports Hub, simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. No Felger, no Maz. You got Jim Murray with Adam Jones, Marshall Hook, and you at 617-779-0985. We continue to be hard and heavy on the New England Patriots, who've lost two straight. Last loss in Pittsburgh on Sunday, 17-10 to the Steelers. Team like it's reeling. And then you have Mike Giardi, NFL Network, on with Tutcher and Rich this morning. Here on 98.5 saying that his lower half has been off about Tom Brady dating back to Tennessee. I would not be surprised when it's all said and done that we hear. I'm guessing it's an MCL. I'm saying he has a tear or a partial tear of the MCL. That's why he's still playing. So you can play through it, but this is why he's back and to the left and bailing out of throws. And he hasn't looked the same. You know, maybe the whatever it was they might have shot him up with before that game in Miami, why he looked like as good as he did since Super Bowl 52. And then it wore off and he turned into a pumpkin, and he's kind of looked that way since. I don't feel good about it. I didn't like their postseason chances anyway. Now that I hear this, even worse. We're on to 2019. Get the knee surgery. Figure it all out.
Do you want to
regroup?
Hook was joking about it. Do you want him to just shut Brady down? Like the Panthers are? Just
no.
shut him down with Cam Newton?
No. Yeah. No, because, you know, look, I think he wants to be out there. There's proof that, you know, he obviously wants to be out there. He's going to try to play through.
Well, he's got those incentives to go chase.
Which he's not going to hit.
These could be his last couple games in Foxborough for all
No. No. I want him to keep playing the thing is completely hanging off and he can't play at all.
Three games left. Bills, Jets, wild card weekend, potentially in the whole era.
So your thoughts on Brady's knee and anything Patriots related that we've discussed so far at 617-779-0985. Let's go to Mike in Boston. You're next here on Felger and Maz. Good. Go ahead, Mike. Put up your windows.
Okay, my windows are all up. Sorry.
All right.
There's just one crazy question. You know, I'm just looking about, like, if Brady does go out for the rest of the season and they bring Hoyer in. I mean, here's a guy who's put on the sidelines, he has no fame. What is his chance that he brings him to the Super Bowl and, you know, gets his 15 minutes of fame, you know?
Mike, literally 0%. Let me tell you what happened the last time Brian Hoyer played in the playoff game. It was wild card weekend. He was the head. He was the quarterback of the Houston Texans against Kansas City, if I remember.
I think that was the Chiefs, yeah.
He had four.
It's like the one game the Chiefs have won in the playoffs.
He had four interceptions and two fumbles, one of which was lost. It's literally one of the worst performances by a quarterback in a playoff game ever. Brian Hoyer stinks.
Yeah, but they have the best blocking tight end in football, so
yeah,
everything's going to be fine.
It's a good point.
Oh, he's, you know,
I'm just looking at the digging deep that folks are doing right now.
I was mad at myself about this, like, for the whole rest of the weekend. This is so silly, but he just reminded me. Those guys that were nice enough to donate to Christmas in the City that came in and did their, you know, spouted their takes on the show last Friday. And one of the dudes had asked us individually, what's the worst take?
The most regrettable take. I heard that guy. Yeah.
And I said, it's, you know, Mike saying that Cleveland won the Kyrie Irving trade, which certainly isn't his finest moment. No, you know what I should have said? Is that Mike thinks the Patriots would have still went 10-6 or 11-5 with Brian Hoyer. Like, do you not see it? Brian Hoyer's not good, guys. He stinks.
I mean,
he stinks.
There's still a chance they might not go 10-6 with Brady.
Right. Oh, no, that's the most regrettable take. Let's go to John in Winchendon. You're next here on Felger and Maz. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, there's no way Houston's going into Philly and winning. Patriots will get a first-round bye. They'll be in the AFC Championship game. I don't see KC winning a playoff game. They haven't won a playoff game since 94. Thanks for taking my call. You guys take care.
That's not true.
They beat Houston and Brian Hoyer a few years back. But
how is Philly suddenly some unbeatable force in the NFL that Houston's not going to be able to beat Philly?
I thought that was a damn impressive win that they had in L.A. on Sunday night.
But they've also had some pretty unimpressive losses.
Right, and the way the NFL works, you get your win. The Rams caught you napping. The teams will be ready for this game. I mean, the way the NFL, the up and down nature of it, right? You'd expect that maybe there's a little bit more to the Texans taking them seriously in that game. I just wanted to double check. The Chiefs did beat the Texans in 2015. So there's at least one playoff.
I mean, the Eagles are a 500 team.
I'm gonna say
with
it right
now, a losing
now.
Record in on the road, sure, but at home they're only 4-3. So it's not like they've been dominant at home or something.
I'm gonna say it right now, if the Patriots have to back into the number two seed like he just laid out, and they have to back into getting home field advantage in the AFC title game because everybody else lost, I'm not ruling out fake Super Bowl run. I'm not ruling that out for the Patriots. That's on the table. If you have to back into the number two seed because Houston loses, then you somehow get a home game in the championship game because the Chiefs fall flat on their face, I'm not ruling out a fake Super Bowl run.
Look, what they did, Houston, with their 9-game winning streak was impressive, especially after they start what, 0-3 in September? I think it was 0-3, and then they went on that 9-game winning streak, and then they ended up.
Yeah, no, sorry, they were definitely 0-3. Yeah,
yeah, but looking at it, like, I don't know, like, okay, they had their first two were overtime, Colts and Cowboys, so those are good.
And then, one when Reich, remember, went for it on fourth down.
Correct. Yeah, and then some of these other ones: Bills, Jaguars, Dolphins, Broncos, then they have the bye, they beat Washington.
It's
Titans,
not a lot of impressive
Browns.
Wins on
yeah,
there.
It's not anything I can look at and say, like, okay, yeah, that team's legit. I'm a Deshaun Watson fan. I think they get some nice players in that team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Love Whitney Merciless. Love the Honey Badger. But I still think Bill O'Brien's kind of a boob. And I don't know, like, this is now a tough spot for them. Like, having to go into Philly, and with the way that Nick Foles plays in December, because he has, again, made a deal with Satan to play the way that he has. I don't know. That's a tough spot for Houston.
And I'm not saying Houston's going to win. It's just that the caller said there is no way they go into Philadelphia and win, as though the Eagles have somehow become a powerhouse in the NFL. That is just patently untrue. So I think it's the makings of a good game. It's kind of like Patriots Steelers.
Yeah.
You know, you've got two teams that are both kind of dealing with different stretches at this point, and I think it'll be a good game to watch. But there's no possible way that the Eagles are somehow some unbeatable team at this point.
The caller laid it on a little strong, but I generally agree with his premise that, like, I don't feel great about the Texans taking care of business each of the last 2 weeks, specifically this weekend.
I mean, it looked like they were about to give it away to the Jets last Saturday.
True.
Let's go to Jim in Westford. You're next here on Felger and Mazz. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I was just happy holidays too. Was just going to say, you guys keep talking about Edelman and Gronk and Brady being hurt and everything. Chung, every time he makes a tackle, he grabs his side. He looks hurt like there's no tomorrow. He's a step behind. And I think he's really hurt, and no one seems to be talking about it. I'll let you guys discuss.
Thanks. Yeah, Jim, your eyes are working. Yesterday, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, gives you some of the best Patriots coverage in and around the area, sat here and said that we're going to hear, likely, once the season ends, he and Edelman were as banged up as any player on this team throughout this season, or at least in recent months. Pat Chung, he mentioned it's a shoulder, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he doesn't look right, but credit to him for still being out there.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just... Like, do you think Tyreek...
You hate the injury excuses,
well, I just,
huh?
I do. Like, are we giving it to every other team, too? Like, does Tyreek Hill, does he look 100% for the Chiefs?
Well, look, I think part of what's... And you mentioned it yesterday. Part of what's going on with the Rams is that Todd Gurley's all banged
up.
Yeah,
exactly. So, like, I just... If your guys are out there playing, then they're out there playing. And you're probably like most of the other teams in the league. If your guys are too hurt to be out there and they're on injured reserve, or they can't play in a postseason game or something like that, then good. That's a valid excuse. Otherwise, especially Brady, the way he's talked about it, I have a hard time giving them too much of an out for injuries. Like, their guys are playing through injuries. That's, congrats. That's like most of the NFL. That's probably like most of high school. Never mind most of the NFL.
Let's go to Tim in Nashua. You're next here on Felger and Mazz with Murray and Jones. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, guys, I noticed the results of their game plan that Brady was hurt. I mean, they give it to Devlin the game before, and he scores twice. Then they try to stuff it this Michelle, and he can't get in. Then Brady can't move to the left to throw it to Hogan when he's in the back of the end zone. That's the reason why I think that Josh McDaniels will never make a coach, because he can't notice that the adjustments that he's making positive and that are good, that are scoring touchdowns, and go with that game plan and stick with it, because Brady is hurt. There's certain limitations that he can't do.
I feel like that's giving them too many. I'll say it all day long if I have to, but I just feel like that's giving Brady too many excuses. So just whenever Brady has an incompletion, it's his knee. And then when Brady throws
so
Brady's bullet touchdown to Cordarrelle Patterson, which is the best throw he's had all year. Knee was fine, but every time he misses a throw, oh, that's his knee. Or like every time Pat Chung can't make it, his shoulder's hurting him. But then he makes a play, and we just, oh, well, hey, wow, what a gutsy it's like, that's just no lose for these guys then. Like, that's... I don't feel like that's accurate analysis. Sometimes Brady misses throws and it's not his knee.
All right, we'll continue to take your Patriots calls here at 617-779-0985. And something that we yammered about a lot heading into this season was Rob Gronkowski retiring to go wrestle or do something in the WWE. Obviously didn't happen, but he's looked like a shell of himself. Again, Gronk dead. We just have Robert James Gronkowski, just another tight end. But could this be a possibility once again? Gronk, or Robert James Gronkowski, to the WWE. We'll get to that in your calls next here on Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Again, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for the guys this week. So that is WWE superstar, longtime WWE superstar, John Cena, with ESPN's Carrie Champion. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Jimmy Stewart, who, of course, does
Wrestling Inside the Ropes, my podcast.
Thank you. You Wrestling Inside the Ropes, you and Sarge, find that at 98.5sportshub.com. Nobody better to talk wrestling than Jay Stu. This interview that he did is essentially, was he saying, like, he's done in terms of doing any wrestling stuff? Because he's in, like, a million movies now. And
no, Cena's going to be back next week. He'll be doing some house shows.
Oh, well, you just should have just told me to go F myself then. Either way.
Jim, why don't you? Never mind.
he's doing house shows, Jim.
He's talking about Rob Gronkowski there. You knew all these rumors swirling around Gronk going to the WWE leading into this season. Again, right after they lost the Super Bowl to the Eagles back in February, Jones, he's sitting there and he's asked about retirement. And you get no commitment to the next season. It's like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? From a financial standpoint, it actually wouldn't be that bad. What are they paying Ronda Rousey? Like $5 million, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's a good amount of money, and she's working a full schedule. I don't know if that Gronk would be working a full schedule, but it's possible.
Would a full schedule in wrestling, wouldn't that pale in comparison to, like, the NFL? Not to say that it's easy, but, like,
so a full WWE schedule is about 250 dates a year.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's way worse.
You think
right?
It's worse?
Oh, all they do is they're on the road all the time. That's, I think, half the reason that most of them end up, like, dead in a hotel room.
I guess you're on the road more, but...
Sorry, Jimmy.
But Gronk's whole thing is he hates the grind here, so maybe that'd be a new grind.
But they would give Rob Gronkowski closer to a Brock Lesnar schedule.
Oh, I see.
Where it would be limited dates. So say he's wrestling, say, 45 dates a year.
Well, either way.
Yeah, that seems manageable.
Is where there's smoke, there's fire with this, Jimmy. You didn't really believe it all that much during the summer. How about this time around?
I still think that the WWE is a possibility for him. Absolutely. 100%. He trains with a wrestler named Mojo Rawley.
I knew that.
He was the reason why Mojo won a WrestleMania Battle Royal back in Orlando 2 years ago now. So I think wrestling is still on the table for Rob Gronkowski.
He did something at Jinder Mahal. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true.
See, I do know a little bit of wrestling.
How about that?
I'm not completely oblivious.
Wow.
WWE champion Jinder Mahal.
I think Jimmy's looking for a co-host on the podcast, so maybe that's something you can
I noticed Jimmy referred to it as his podcast.
It is my podcast.
I didn't hear a lot of Sarge there.
Poor Sarge.
Who?
So
you mean Mike Riley?
Oh, Mike Riley.
Right, Mike Riley.
Jones, when you hear this,
of course, that's Mike Riley.
And Gronk dead. He's just Rob Gronkowski now, just another tight end. Do you think, I think he's done this after this year. We'll let Paul Perillo in at 4:00. He said it before. He thinks he's done this year. Same with Bedard. Like, I don't know. Do you believe this? And do you think this is where he ends up going?
Well, so I think it's this or movies. And I'll turn it around with a question for you. Do you think that's part of the reason that he looks the way he looks this year?
Meaning, like, his head's not in it.
Yeah, his head's not in it. And he's just like, look, I'm not going over the middle. I'm not selling out my body because I don't need to be laid up when I could take on this next phase of my life, whether wrestling, whether it's acting, like whatever he thinks it is, whatever he fancies himself as after his career. Yeah, his head's not in it. How many athletes have you heard say? How many people have you heard say over the years? Well, once you've started thinking about retirement, it's already too late. He not only was he thinking about it, he was telling us he was thinking about it. So I wonder if there's a correlation there where not only are we like, oh yeah, he's probably done after this year. He knows he's done after this year. And that's part of the reason we're getting the Gronk or Robert James Gronkowski that we're getting on the field this year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think he was into it right after the Super Bowl. I think he wanted to move on to something else. And I think part of why he came back, and credit to him, is that it's loyalty to Brady. You know, yeah. Brady was like, what are you doing here? You can't leave me with Bill.
Right.
I need someone else that's going to be on my side here. And if you go, I'm going to go. So come back. We'll put the band back together one last time, or at least for one go around, and then do it after next season, or think about it again after next season. I think half the reason he's back is because of Brady.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out. I mean, they are closely aligned. I wonder how much longer Brady would stick it out without Gronk. I think Brady will be back next year. I don't think it's 100%. Like, I'm not fully invested saying Gronk will be back next year, but if I got to go 51-49, yeah, I don't think Gronk will be back next year.
When I say back, not
here, not anywhere, because he's not playing anywhere else.
Is Gronk really back, though? I don't feel like he's had his heart and soul into this season.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't feel that way, and I also think it's, you know, the cumulative effect of how many hits he's taken and all the back surgeries and everything else.
But would you rather have just the body of Gronk? Or would you just have had him retire?
Well, he is the best blocking tight end in football. So I mean, I wouldn't completely overlook that.
I don't
know
why you guys keep just downplaying.
I feel like you're
and he can do well in zone two defenses.
I think you're overlooking that he's the best blocking
with a spy
tight end
covering him.
Let's go to Don and Worcester. You're next here on Felger and Maz. Hey, Don.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I just had a couple questions or two questions, really. You know, Hoyer obviously isn't the long-term quarterback. He's probably not even the bridge quarterback. Do you guys see them, you know, maybe overpaying a little bit for Nick Foles? And my next one is, you know, this QB class in the draft is not very enticing. Do you see them emptying all their assets to try and trade up in a year or two and go get Jake Fromm from Georgia or Tua from Alabama? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, man. I love Jake Fromm, by the way. But let me just quickly go to Teddy and Chickabee, who I think also wants to ask about the same thing about who's the Patriots' next quarterback. Go ahead,
Teddy.
Teddy, hello.
Yeah, it's me, Teddy. Listen, I think the Patriots are waiting too long to get a replacement for Brady. And I think, like I said, it's time for Brady to realize that he's going to be going, and whoever they get is to help him. Not what he did to Garoppolo, make the kid feel uncomfortable.
All right, Teddy, thanks. That call wasn't as eloquent as the first one about the quarterbacks.
Is that the guy from the movies in Home Alone, the bad guy? That's who he sounds like.
He could have a voiceover career there. You know, we were just through the commercial break, too, just out of curiosity. I wanted to look who the free agent quarterbacks were for next season, and boy, it is not a great list.
No.
Tyrod Taylor, Tim McCone, Josh McCown, Matt Schaub, he's still kicking around. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Matt Cassel, Robert Griffin III. Like, dude, go.
Is Colin Kaepernick on the team?
No, he is not.
No?
No.
Okay.
I think we're past that. I still think he should get a chance. But
I mean, listen, Oakland just signed Nathan Peterman, so you missed out on that guy.
Teddy Bridgewater remains an interesting name to me. He's now a backup behind Drew Brees with New Orleans, making $6 million. I know he had that catastrophic knee injury where, for a time there, it almost looked like, you read about that thing, he almost might have had to have his legs severed. But I don't know. I still would take a flyer on Teddy Bridgewater to see if, you know, you can maybe work with him until you maybe find the next guy, just in terms of age. I think he's only 25 years old. And when he first came in and started playing with the Vikings, I thought there was something there.
I think he's an interesting name if you were going to go free agency. I really liked your Nick Mullins slash, why am I blanking on the other quarterback? I like that idea, again, as like almost a developmental quarterback behind Brady. Because my thing for years with Brady, and now that he's starting to drop off, I'm willing to rethink it. But my thing for years with Brady was, I'll just go get the next guy when I need the next guy. I've seen enough rookies. Like, there's so many examples, and people use them all the time. I know Mike and I think Tony are big on this. Well, you got to develop the next guy behind the scenes. Brady developed behind the scenes. Look at Pat Mahomes behind the scenes. Aaron Rodgers behind the scenes. And for all those guys, I can give you, you know, Russell Wilson, third round pick, came in and played day one. Matt Ryan, you know, not that he's gone on and won massive things, Super Bowls or anything like that. Neither has Mahomes, oh, by the way. But he's been a league MVP and gotten to a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. He started from day one. Like, there's enough examples of guys who just came in, whether they were first rounders or later, and were the starting quarterback the second they walked in the door, just about, and went on to do big things. So I'll go get the next guy when I need the next guy, but I am intrigued by the idea of taking a flyer on a developmental player, which is why I was a no QB until day three guy last year. Like, I want my first round picks to be used on guys around Brady, and second round picks and third round picks to be used on guys around Brady. You want to take a flyer late on day three? Go for it. You want to take a flyer on Nick Mullins or CJ Beathard? Have at it. I'd say the same thing with Teddy Bridgewater, and I don't know if the Patriots could stomach it. I'd consider Foles, who I think is terrible, but if he keeps looking like he looked last week down the stretch, I would consider that one if the Eagles were looking to sell low.
Yeah, I'm good with Nick Foles. At some point, the Devil's coming to collect on that one. In fact, it looked like he did earlier in this year. God, he turned right back into Nick Foles.
I mean, he'll probably do it again this weekend. That was just a one-off game.
Right, because we have to collectively root for the Eagles and need Nick Foles to be like,
yeah,
postseason Nick
yeah,
Foles.
Yeah, now that you need
him. Oh, yeah, you know, now
that
I think about it. I'm putting money on Houston now. Now that I think of it, you absolutely will watch Nick Foles turn into bad Nick Foles this weekend.
You know what? That's a good point.
Because you need him.
That's a good point.
Pete in Westminster, you're next here on Felger and Mass. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Jones,
Pete.
Good afternoon.
Pete.
So, hey, you were talking about the roster earlier and the lack of talent, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so that kind of goes back to my call the other night. What are we doing with all our talent? We're giving it away to all the teams that are beating us. That's why we don't have anybody good, and that's why we're losing everybody.
So
our big losses have come to former Patriots.
Kind of true.
I mean, are we really going to get that worked up about Brandon Bolden?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, how many?
I don't care about him.
How many guys do you really miss?
Steven Ridley? Because these are the guys he's talking about, right? Danny Amendola, yes. That's a valuable
guy
who walked away.
No.
But Brandon Bolden, Steven Ridley,
The one guy's a Pro Bowler, correct?
Yeah. Akeem Hicks is the one that will make me crazy forever. Now, granted, when he left, they ended up getting Alan Branch to essentially take his spot, and you got one good year out of Branch, and then they gave him that stupid deal, and he ate himself into being a scratch in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And credit to him getting paid and then eating, because this is exactly what I would do. But Akeem Hicks, dude, and Mike's made the reference before, he's Jefferson from Fast Times. There's Jefferson. Jefferson, a tackle. Akeem Hicks in the backfield. Has a sack. Has a tackle. He's been ridiculous for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
They miss him desperately, especially when their run defense is an absolute sieve.
I'm not saying, like, I hate the, well, Bill's never been burned by letting anyone walk. I think that's stupid, but while there have been ex-Patriots on the teams that have beaten them the last handful of weeks, though, I mean, again, outside of Steven Ridley. Outside of Steven Ridley, who on Pittsburgh? Yeah, I don't miss Deion Lewis.
Me either.
I liked Malcolm Butler a lot. I don't miss Malcolm Butler. Even Amendola, I think he could help here, but I'm not, like, stamping my feet over losing Amendola.
You're biased. He hung up on you.
I mean, that is true. I've never been the biggest Danny Amendola fan. I think the feeling's mutual. Cooks, like, there's not a lot of guys that I feel like they really, truly miss this season. I think they did a poor job replacing all the guys that walked away. That's all. Those are two different things. They let okay players walk away, and they did an awful job replacing them.
All right. I see you still lined up. You want to talk, Pats. I promise we'll get to more of your calls, but I know Jones wants to dump on Kyrie Irving, so we're going to get to that
after
the Sports Hub headlines with Marshall Hook. It's Murray and Jones in for Felger and Maz. You're on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, a Sports Hub simulcast, NBC Sports Boston. Now scream it out, David Lee Roth. Crank up that Eddie Van Halen with the drop D tuning on Unchained. Oh, I wanted to hear the whole song. These beds. Damn you, Beds. I just wanted to take a quick Celtics breather here as they're finally back in action tonight at home as they welcome in the Phoenix Suns, who've randomly enough won three straight games, but they stink, so it should be an easy layup for the Celtics, in theory, tonight as they finally get back into
they
action.
They did struggle against the Suns in Phoenix, though.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. That is true.
Overtime.
They should have lost.
And maybe there'll be some rust on them, too, considering
kind of a fake win.
Coming off a bad
definitely
loss.
Definitely a fake win.
To Detroit, and it, you know, I hate that there's been this much space, but be that as it may, you can catch the game at 7:30 here on 98.5 Sports. Up Grandy and Max will have the call. That's not what you want to talk, though, Jones, not Suns and Celtics.
No,
it's something that Kyrie Irving said.
Yeah, so obviously Steph Curry's been in the news.
For his moon landing comments.
Yeah, which apparently now he's just laughing off like, oh yeah, I didn't really mean it, but I think he meant it. I still think Kyrie Irving, even though, you know, people want to give Kyrie excuses because he thinks on such a high level, Jim. You see, he's such a high level thinker that actually him talking about the earth being flat was just sort of a, you know, this high level cerebral test of how the media extrapolates stories and runs with things. So anyway, Kyrie Irving was, of course, asked about Steph Curry's commentary on the moon landing or lack thereof. And let's give a little listen to what Kyrie had to say.
I hate that it has to be a subject of something like that where, you know, we've been taught in science, taught in, within our classroom, certain things, and then you get older and you start coming into things that you have questions about. And it's natural to do that as an adult, as a kid, or anything like that. And, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, even myself, you could speak ahead of yourself whether or not you believe it or not. And, you know, you end up getting caught because now you're on this false platform of a thing where, you know, you're not even a human being anymore.
Okay,
what the hell is he talking about?
He's still not backing away, I don't think, from flat Earth, which I think you can tell there. He's like, yeah, well, you know, you got some questions. Everybody, it's natural to question things, which I would tend to agree. It is healthy to question things. It is. But when you run out there to social media and question it and get in front of yourself, which is what he's talking about, before you actually fact check or do any research, you just kind of put it out there in social media, then you kind of get called on it, which I guess is an unfortunate element of society, Kyrie, but then just don't put it out there. Don't put it out into the ether. Same thing with you, Steph Curry. So I think that's what he means. I think that's what he's talking about.
If you're going to put something out like that that you believe and you know deep down it's going to rile people up, what the hell kind of reaction do you think you're going to get?
Seriously.
I mean, this is not Van Halen versus Van Hagar. This is not a matter of an opinion, okay? This is a pretty sound, well-known thing when it comes to the Earth, you know, flat, round, moon, yes, no.
I have some thoughts on that. Okay. I have some thoughts on that, but I want to keep listening to Kyrie here. I want to circle back to flat Earth versus moon landing, but continue, Kyrie. He's got
now extrapolated for all the information that you know and think, and now you have to fit a mold of something that you're clearly not. You're more than just a basketball player that puts in the hoop, and then they, you know, subject you to being just that. And it's a little unfair at times. Obviously, you know, we're not as educated as in terms of schooling, in terms of knowledge of going to school, to these universities, everyone, you know, four-year degree in marketing or business or history or anything like that. So I think probably that misjudgment is, you know, it's warranted, it's natural. You know, everyone feels like they have a place.
So again, just quickly, what I would say to Kyrie, you're right. You know, not every player in the league hasn't had high-level schooling. Some have. But yeah, you know, maybe sit out some of these conversations if you're not fully confident, or if not, sit out the conversation. Again, don't put out your strong opinions as fact out in the Twitter sphere. You know, if you know that maybe you haven't had the high-level education, and that doesn't mean that Kyrie Irving is dumb or anything like that, but if you haven't had the high-level education, then again, maybe just don't weigh in so strongly on it.
I went to college for 4 years. I knew that the Earth was round before I got there.
Yeah,
and I feel like I got that a little bit earlier than 13th grade at Boston University.
Every school's a little
like
different.
That may have been covered middle school. Elementary school, isn't that where you see the globe in the classroom?
Maybe he was sick that week. You know, okay. You know, sometimes he might have had a basketball tournament or something like that.
Maybe you cover that before you even get into school. I'm not sure.
Maybe there wasn't full attendance. I think he had a little bit more.
In this world to kind of question anything or question somebody. So, you know, look at what social media has done nowadays. You know, anybody can say anything on Twitter, but one thing, you know, someone says with a check next to their name, it's the biggest thing going, you know. So nothing's really original. It's just history repeating itself all over again. We've had people in history say some things that they've believed and they've stuck with their whole entire lives, you know, whether they be prominent individuals in society or not. So, you know, I try to not pay attention to that mold at all. I try not to pay attention to whether it's insulting or not. I don't live my life based on biases or judgments, nor do I base it on thinking or judging someone else for what they
just
believe.
Just pause
in as
right
well.
There. God, he sounds so insufferable. So he's a joy to watch play, but my Lord.
And I think
there's another minute of this.
I was going to say, I think that's
what
enough.
What is he even saying at this point?
I think that's enough. He does remind you. He said he never went to college. Or he did, but you know he didn't have the 4 years of
to play basketball at Duke for a year
of book learning, and that's fair. You know, I went to Northeastern for 5 years, and you know I didn't exactly learn a whole heck of a lot when I was there either.
I graduated from Melrose High School. I still count with my fingers. I'm in radio for a reason.
So what I would say is with Kyrie, you know, it's you sound like someone who has gone to about 1 year's worth of college or one semester's worth of college, took one philosophy class, and all of a sudden thought you were the smartest guy in the room, and now like I wrote papers over my time in high school or college where I thought, oh, I'll use some big words. That'll work. It'll all fit together.
That'll trick the professor.
It'll trick the professor. Exactly. I tried that, and then I got my papers back. D, F. Like, you know, I couldn't outsmart the professor. Kyrie, you can't outsmart the professor just because you used a couple of big words. And that's kind of what it sounds like.
Well, it also sounds like that he's looking for understanding and respect for another's opinions, and we're beyond that. I mean, he mentioned social media. Now we live in this world of social media. We're beyond that. And when you have the president also saying things like, well, there's good people on both sides, we're past it. We are past respecting each other's opinions and understanding. And I'll defend anyone's right to say anything, just about anything, but I don't know, if you put opinions like this out there that you know they're going to piss people off.
Go ahead and say it.
You have to expect blowback, right, and vice versa.
Yeah, here when I tweet that, you know, the Patriots are done for 2018 and expect, oh, well, no one's, why are you saying mean stuff to me? Like, I don't do that. If I put something out there, then I fully expect the blowback. Kyrie, you can say whatever you want, but you're going to get blowback on dumb stuff.
Somebody's wished me dead already on Twitter, so that's not so much the issue. That's just this afternoon, and I meant to take that back, by the way.
I thought I stepped over the line.
But can we stop calling Flat Earth an opinion? This is not an opinion.
Are
you one
of
these people, John?
Hang on. Did you hear from... You heard from NASA very, very quickly on Steph Curry, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, NASA got back to Steph Curry real quick. A listener pointed this out to me, and I was like, good point. Interesting point. Did NASA ever get back to Kyrie Irving on the flat earth?
No, because they were probably too annoyed.
It didn't seem like NASA was tripping over themselves to get back to Kyrie Irving, so ipso facto,
I don't know.
Not ruling out the earth might be flat.
Have you been past the restricted point in the North Pole? Because that's the thing. You can't go past the restriction sign.
No.
Because that's apparently where you fall off the disc.
You ever flown up there like you're Elon Musk and look back down at the earth and seen that it's round? I haven't.
I personally have not.
I haven't.
This is true. Yeah, hey, you know, I've put my thoughts about recycling out on the air and on social media, how I think it's a big crock and a waste of time. That's why I subscribe to the one big bag theory. I haven't heard from big trash or big recycle. It's true. Hate NASA. You hate NASA and all that it stands
NASA.
For, but I'm still, I believe you still think that the Earth is round.
Yes, I do.
So,
yeah.
Again,
I'm just saying, curious NASA hasn't gotten back to Kyrie is all I'm saying. That's just a little strange.
And they all I'm
back,
saying
they got back is, to Steph Curry real quick.
Is this is not a guy saying, you know, you shouldn't eat meat and then people don't like that opinion. This is the guy saying the earth is flat. That's not an opinion. It's not an opinion.
Well, I just would like NASA to weigh in.
The sky is not blue. Why are you yelling at me? It's just my opinion. No, it's blue. It really is.
He just, overall, this is the more he yammers on, and boy, he really does love hearing himself talk. I love him. He's my favorite Celtic to watch, but boy, off the court, this is kind of like the Brady thing, just kind of an unrelatable weirdo. Like, dude, you're just talking to hear yourself talk. And all he could have said is, hey, you know, it'd be nice if we could all understand each other a little bit better. Instead, what was left there, Jimmy? Another minute and a half?
Yeah. He kept
another
going.
Minute.
Oh, my God. Like, we get it.
Players kind of being put into a box.
It's society, though. It's where we live in America, where people say all the time about one another. Like, and it's mean... Bad kids see it, like everyone gets a piece
of it. Oh, you mean like F Thanksgiving?
Oh, great point.
Oh, people say mean stuff, evil stuff all the time. Oh, yeah, like F Thanksgiving. Right. Or like that fan in Philly. S by you know what?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
what a terrible
point.
What a terrible society we live in, eh, Kyrie?
All right, you want to talk anything related
next
to the
Celtics? Next story. Next thing that's coming out of someone's mouth.
All right.
There's world hunger going on.
Oh, yeah. World hunger, yeah.
Going on.
Maybe
there's
that's
so
his problem with Thanksgiving.
Higher things in the total of society that matter.
We get it. If we populated the underside of the flat earth, maybe we would have...
Saving human beings, but hey, Steph Curry says that he doesn't believe in the moon. It's the thing. All
he believes in the moon.
Yeah.
No, he believes
you
in the moon.
You can't even get the guy's bad opinion right.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
It took him 2 minutes to mention Steph Curry's name.
It's just insufferable.
CNN and they say we're just jocks. We're just athletes. But it's on your channel. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, we're
nope.
That.
No, I don't know what you mean.
So, and whoever you is, then I don't know what that mold you want me to fit.
Who's your next game against? Playing the Suns. Why do you think they've won 3 games in a row? You got 7 minutes on that. I'm sure you do. But again, Celtics, Suns, tonight, 7:30 tip over at the Garden.
You know, it's society, right. Though. We live in America.
I know, and we're not going to be able to fix it. You live in a utopia
part
in your
of
brain.
The rounded if that's what you think. Part of the globe.
Yeah. Okay, long commercial free segment.
All the time about one another.
Coming up next. Okay, all right, Kyrie. 617-779-0985. You want to talk anything related to Kyrie and his commentary there, his long-winded commentary, and we still have some Patriots calls to get through as well. And Paul Perillo, Patriots Football Weekly, coming up at 4 o'clock here on Felger and Mass.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
Felger and Mass. Big Jim and Jones in for the guys again today and the rest of this week. 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's our long commercial-free segment here. And coming up at 4 o'clock, Paul Perillo, Patriots Football Weekly. Maybe he'll have some insight as to what's going on with Brady's knee. Again, we heard from Mike Giardi of NFL Network on Touchman Rich this morning. Thinks it's an MCL issue that's going on with Brady, and that's why he keeps falling to the left and bailing out of these throws. So it's basically getting the same report from Jeff Howe of the Athletics. So we'll get some more on that. Just talking about Kyrie Irving and his just incessant yammering. Boy, just can't keep it. How about looking up the word brevity, Kyrie? Love the game, but off the court, just becoming more insufferable by the minute.
No, the Brady analogy is a pretty good one. Have you made that before?
No, it just dawned on me.
The it's Brady
like,
analogy is a good
same.
One. Yeah.
Like, my God, you just try. Like, I get it. You know, we should all try to be better people, but you really like it's such a marketing thing with Brady that I find detestable. Like, everything just feels like it has to do with the TB12 method and trying to make a buck off the stupid pajamas and everything else, and it's like it's just so disingenuous. And then with Kyrie, it's just, I don't know, like you mentioned, like you know how you used to put in your papers that you're trying to get a better grade in college, like just trying to use big words to use big words,
right.
Like,
or everybody has a friend who just wants to be the smartest person in the room, and just sometimes that person's not. And so, you know, Kyrie, you don't maybe you are a really smart person, but the longer you go on and on and on and use big words and just, you know, sort of use it incorrectly and I don't know, come up with the conclusion that the earth is flat, maybe you're not the smartest guy in the room, the smartest guy on the team. That's it's all. Just, there's nothing wrong with that.
I feel like he's that guy. That
I'm not the smartest guy in any room I walk into. Well, I just know it.
You know what I mean? Well, one of us has to be the smartest guy in this room, as I'm not sure who that is. But anyway, he is that guy who you have in every kind of workspace and office space, like where if you and I are having a conversation about anything, he's going to come over and be like, actually, guys.
Yeah, he's an expert.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Yeah, actually, so again, guys. Like, yeah, you don't, this is what bugs me. It's like, dude, like, you're not going to save the world with you know, your long-witted, inane answers. Like, oh, you're the one. You're the one that's figured it out, Kyrie Irving. John in Foxborough with a thought on this thing with Kyrie. Go ahead, John.
Well, this is my whole point. You know, the United States of America spends a fortune, a friggin' fortune on going to the moon. I mean, millions of dollars. How much products were made, insulation, glues, technology from going to the moon. There was a time in this country where someone said something stupid and someone turned around and said, shut the F up. You're talking stupid. So this is my whole thing. Astronauts have died going to the moon. What are people talking about? Have you lost your minds? We went to the moon. We spent a fortune going to the moon. John F. Kennedy made a famous speech saying, we will go to the moon. We went to the friggin' moon.
True, John. And if I had it my way, we would pay a la carte taxes. And when the form would come each year, when it said NASA, I would put a big zero in it year after year. Fix the potholes. Fix the bridges. Take care of, oh, I don't know, the planet we live on. NASA. We get it. I know. All the cell phone technology and microwaves and blah, 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 blah. Stop with the space nonsense.
You don't like the Space Force?
It makes me nauseous. It really
does.
Space
Force is kind of sweet, no?
No, I hate all of that.
I think they're going to get cool jackets.
No, I really can't stand all
that. Space Force is cool. So, we're out there fighting aliens with the Space Force, no?
Yeah,
you want to be protected from aliens?
No, I don't care about any of that.
They're already
take care of the planet that we have. How about that? Fix the potholes. That's all I care about.
Probably too late to save us.
The infrastructure here. John in Providence been hanging a bit, wants to talk Pats. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of all your negativity on this show. This is like getting out of hand.
Who?
Gonna get some positive vibes.
Who are you talking to?
Adam.
Oh,
I'm talking to Jones. Getting sick of all this negativity.
Okay.
You're killing me, guy.
What was so negative?
Yeah, you could talk. Let's hear it.
Yeah, no, here's my question for you, because I asked this question yesterday and the day before. Let's discuss specifically the Patriots in this game this weekend. Tell us what positive thing that you took from this game this weekend that we're missing.
The special teams. That's what I saw. Special teams balled out, guy.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
All right.
That wasn't a phenomenal play to pin the Steelers at the one, and then Stephen Ridley immediately, old-ass, washed-up Stephen Ridley, who, to quote Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston, should own a vape store at this point. Such a great line. I wish I came up with that. Immediately ripped off a 12-yard run to get the Steelers out of that terrible field position.
Yeah,
because the run defense is gross.
Special teams was good.
Can we do 6 hours on that one play?
Me?
I mean, well, Jones could.
No, I couldn't. I mean, I know we should. I've been told before I should talk more special teams. So maybe I should talk more special
teams. Gunner talk?
Yeah, let's do Gunner talk. It's still one of my favorite bitchy moments in the history of this radio station.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.